Video: Oklahoma lineman saves woman clinging to rock in floodwaters, God sent Brandon. By Amy Furr on April 29, 2021. An Oklahoma woman is alive and well after being rescued during torrential flooding in the area on Wednesday morning. "I just prayed to God and asked him to please just get me out of this," Rebecca Collins told Furr, adding, "and he did." She was driving to work in Garvin County around 5 a.m. as the downpour flooded the area, and she did not realize the bridge she crossed every day had been washed away. "The road was there and then it wasn't there," Collins explained. "I went straight down about 15 feet. Although she survived the crash, water began filling her vehicle. She managed to kick out the window and climb out of the car, but the water drug her downstream where she clung to a rock in the darkness. I can't sing or dance or anything, but I can whistle, and I whistled as loud as I could," she noted. It was 30 minutes before someone finally came along. "I knew I was out in the middle of nowhere and nobody was going to hear me, but then when I saw the car lights, I was already really tired, so I just kept whistling, and he heard me," Collins said. That person was Brandon McCaskill, a lineman with the Rural Electric Cooperative, REC, who was repairing outages when he came upon the collapsed bridge. "I thought it was a bird opening the door, and I heard somebody yelling," McCaskill explained. "Got out and had a headlamp up there and seen her car in the hole covered in water, and a lady holding onto a rock crying out for help. And the water was rushing her, hitting her in the chest," he said. He called for help on his radio before throwing Collins a line. "She tied the cord around her waist, but her legs were too tired to move. He pulled all my weight up and rescued me out of the hole," she said. Collins later expressed her gratitude to the lineman for working to rescue her. "I just want to say thank you to Brandon. He saved my life," she stated. "I know God sent Brandon. He did." McCaskill later told reporters it was a very moving moment, and REC CEO Dusty Ricks said the rescue speaks to the caliber of a lineman.